So this patient, in addition to the brain mets, as you mentioned, had a lot of disease inside the chest. The patient had an exon 19 deletion. I see that you decided to use erlotinib. Just a simple, basic question. Why erlotinib as opposed to afatinib, and for that matter, gefitinib?
Right. You know, so it's certainly something we discuss all the time. Especially for this gentleman who's a 74-year-old, I'm even more mindful of the toxicity profile differences between the drugs. Afatinib clearly has a bit of PFS benefit. We still really haven't seen an OS benefit. And so it's a conversation I have. And I offered him afatinib and talked about the data we have before us. But I think for most of my patients, I'm kind of leaning them toward erlotinib. Gefitinib I also haven't really been too enthusiastic about. Since we've used erlotinib so much and my staff are very facile with it, I think we feel very comfortable in our ability to pull back on dose and manage toxicity, even in our kind of older or frailer patients, that I don't feel the need to reach for gefitinib first line, though it's not a very reasonable option, of course. But again, I just haven't found many patients who find the PFS benefit palatable enough to justify the additional toxicity.
So it looks like this patient did really well in erlotinib. What happened with the tumor?
22 months, so really better than the median, really did quite well. Very nice lung and mediastinal response. But then after 22 months, he did have progression. We biopsied a subcarotid node that had grown. This was kind of before liquid biopsy was as widely available. I would be very comfortable at this point offering a liquid biopsy. But we did do a biopsy that revealed a T790M resistance mutation.
Incidentally, how did he do on the erlotinib for the 22 months tolerability-wise?
Kind of as you'd expect, a mild rash, worse in the first month that we managed, but then very mild and tolerable thereafter. He actually didn't have any diarrhea, which was nice to see. Really tolerated it quite well and never actually had to have a dose reduction.